All right, next item, 473, please.
Authorize the transfer of density from Cully Park Community Garden, located at 5810 Northeast 72nd Avenue, to Sabin Community Development Corporation for the construction of needed housing units on adjacent property.
Commissioner Fritz.
Colleagues, I'm extremely excited to present this exciting technical and wonky way of providing affordable housing, and combines all of my passions of housing, parks, and planning. So I'm very excited about this. As the most recent Portland Parks and Recreation Commissioner, I was asked to donate development rights on Portland Parks and Recreation's Cully Community Garden to Sabin Community Development Corporation so that they can build more affordable housing units on their adjacent lot. This will help build housing to help more families and bring down the overall cost of the development. And Christina Nieves on my staff will explain the technicalities of how this works and what we're doing.
Thank you, Commissioner and Mayors. Mayor, my name is Christina Nieves, Office of Commissioner Fritz, for the record. As Commissioner Fritz said, this action would transfer development rights from Cully Community Garden to Sabin Community Development for affordable housing units. Carla, could you please pull up the map? Thank you. As you can see, Sabin is located just south of the community garden. Essentially, this ordinance provides the ability to transfer two more dwelling units to the Sabin development to increase the affordable housing in that area.
And just to interject, all of the brown part we are rezoning to open space as well, because that's Thomas Cully Park. So to orient folks, this is in the Cully neighborhood, and Killingsworth is the main cross street along here. 72nd, I believe, mm-hmm. is the residential street. Thank you, Christina.
And this is time sensitive because the zoning, as you were saying, of the community garden is scheduled to change effective this month. I will now hand it off to our community partners, Lily Brown from Sabin Community Development and Cameron Harrington from Living Cully.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Mayor, members of the commission. And I'd like to thank Commissioner Fritz and her staff, Christina, and also Pooja Bhatt for their responsiveness to this opportunity. So I work for Living Cully, which is a community development coalition based in the Cully neighborhood, and I wanted to tell you how we found out about this opportunity in the first place. Last summer, I got a phone call from a realtor who said that his client was selling a property adjacent to the new Cully Park that Verde, one of the Living Cully partners, is currently building on 72nd Avenue. And is there any way that we could find a way to buy it for an affordable housing project before we put it on the market? They reached out to us because the wife of the realtor had heard a story on OPB radio about Living Cully's advocacy for tenant rights in the Cully neighborhood. And so from there, we started knocking on every door of every affordable housing provider and CDC. And we were thrilled when Luli and her colleagues at Sabin CDC stepped up and said, yes, we'd like to figure out a way to add affordable homes right here adjacent to the park. So these homes that are going to be developed, their backyard is going to be a 25-acre public park. Their side yard is going to be the community garden. So it's going to be an incredible spot for families to make their homes. When we started looking more into this property initially, I think even before we reached out to Sabin, we realized that the Parks Bureau had the community garden right next door that had several units of residential density attached to it because it was still an R3 property up until the time that the comp plan changes next week, I think. And so we thought, well, if we could get some of that density transferred next door, we could make affordable housing opportunities available for even more families than would otherwise be allowed on this land. So that was really our motivation for making the connection with Commissioner Fritz and the Parks Bureau. In addition to creating more opportunities, the ability to add density specifically for affordable housing projects makes it more likely for those projects to pencil out, because a CDC like Sabin can spread the land acquisition cost across more units. And so being able to do that specifically for an affordable housing project and not allowing that ability for a market rate developer makes nonprofit CDC affordable housing development more feasible and makes it easier for them to compete on the open market. So we really hope that this will be a precedent a replicable model where the city can look at other properties owned by all of its bureaus that have unused residential density, even on properties that are never going to be used for housing, like a parks community garden. And really, I think an inventory could be done of what other instances where this same dynamic exists, where that density could be made available for nonprofit housing developers in order to create more opportunity, especially in a place adjacent to an incredible new amenity, where not only do we want low-income families to have access to housing at that location, but we know that the development of this park is going to raise property values and increase displacement pressures in the vicinity. So being able to add affordable homes right next door to the park now is a win-win for everyone. So thank you very much, Commissioner Fritz, for helping us make this happen.
Good morning. I'm Luli Brown. I am the housing director at Sabin CDC, and we would like to thank you, the commission, and the Portland Housing Bureau for your vigorous efforts to preserve and enhance Portland's affordable housing. In particular, this morning, we'd like to thank Commissioner Fritz and her staff for shepherding the zoning density transfer through the planning process. And what I would like to share with you are some details about Sabin and the populations that we serve. Established in 1993, Sabin CDC has worked to provide stable, affordable housing and community programs to families, to thousands of families who would otherwise have been displaced by the forces of gentrification in Northeast Portland. Currently, our resident demographics resemble what Northeast Portland looked like in 1990. So our population is approximately 70% African American, and most of whom have lived in the neighborhood for over 20 years. Sabin CDC also established Portland's first land trust and limited equity lease purchase programs and developed 115 units of rental housing that allows low-income families and individuals to stay in their neighborhoods. It is incumbent upon Sabin as a small community-based organization to create unique partnerships and approaches to the development of affordable housing. When Living Cully approached Sabin with the idea of purchasing the property and increasing its potential density, we welcomed the opportunity as a chance to further our mission and provide much-needed affordable home ownership opportunities in the Cully neighborhood. Allowing for a 9-unit housing development as opposed to 7 units of housing will ensure that this project is feasible and sustainable, and we look forward to its fruition. Thank you again for your consideration and support of affordable housing.
Thank you.
And are you still planning to do the family-sized single-family homes?
That's actually the point limiting it to 9 units as opposed to 10, because that will allow us to do 3-bedroom units, which are in huge demand, but have very little opportunity at this point in time, in part because folks can't get the developments like that to pencil.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting. Thank you.
I have a question, Mayor.
Please, Commissioner Udale.
Thank you. Why couldn't this property be upzoned to R1 and you could double the number of units on it? Any thoughts on that?
Upzoning it to R1 is an expensive process. It costs approximately $30,000.
Not while we're in the middle of the comp plan.
If we had known about this property about a year and a half ago and we could have submitted it with the new comp plan, we would have been all over it. Yes, I know. Sigh.
Yeah, deep sigh. Thank you.
Well, it's a relatively small parcel, though.
It's
17,000 square feet.
About 17,000 square feet. And it also, because of the restrictions of the street width, I would be very leery about doubling the density there. I think that given the neighborhood, it just, as a small community development organization, we want to be good partners. We want to be good neighbors. And that's part of our mission.
And they want to do single family. So as Lily just said, we could have transferred another unit to get 10 units, but really 9 is what fits to the kind of development that they are planning to do that will be family friendly.
Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Well, this is great. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz and the Parks Bureau and Sabin CDC for being so innovative. Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thanks, Lily Brown, Sabin Community Development Corporation, Cameron Harrington and Living Cully, and just... Thank you to Christina Nieves and Pujabat on my staff and Brett Horner in the Portland Planning Bureau, in the Portland Parks and Recreation, Linda Law, the City Attorney's Office, Commissioner Udaly's staff in Development Services, who are also being very helpful in figuring this out. I just want to take a pause here. This is going to change things throughout the city. This one request, this opportunistic looking at how can we increase density next to a park when we're changing the zoning anyway? How can we make sure that we don't waste those units? That led to our whole concept of, we could do this downtown as well. So in the comprehensive plan process, the central city plan, we have said that development transfer can happen from open space in the future. We have said that in the central city. So that's going to open up hundreds of units of housing, which the city can decide how it is allocated, and which will make inclusionary housing and a lot of other affordable housing feasible just like this. We're also, Cameron, since you mentioned it, let's get it in before the comprehensive plan changes. We're going to do another zoning code change later this year, saying that for all the properties that were previously residentially zoned and are now going to be open spaced in the central city, outside of the central city, that those units don't just disappear. So we'll be able to do that so that we can do this again in other locations. So thank you for your innovative thinking. It is going to, I think, make a huge difference for affordable housing throughout our city. Aye.
Wheeler.
So I am unabashedly a huge fan of this. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, to you and your team and the other bureaus who worked so hard, and to all of you for your efforts. This is taking air and turning it into housing for people who desperately need it. I think it is nothing short of brilliant. Thank you. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.